From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and United Nations on Tuesday welcomed steps to ease tensions between North and South Korea after the two rival states held their first face-to-face talks in 2 years. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
A North Korean delegation making strides across the world's most heavily militarized border into the south, crossing it for the first time in more than 2 years. Seoul and Pyongyang kicked off formal talks on Tuesday with an optimistic outlook on the upcoming Winter Olympics, set to be held just kilometers away from the border next month. North Korea has confirmed it will also send a delegation to the Games, including high-ranking officials and athletes, along with the country's famous cheering squad, which has been a huge hit in the South in their past rare appearances. Seoul has also suggested that athletes from the two Koreas march together during events, including the opening ceremony, something they've done in past sports events as a sign of unity. Despite its narrow, primarily sports-related agenda on Tuesday, all eyes around the globe are focused on the talks, which could stretch on into the week, with world leaders eager for signs tensions over the North's nuclear program is cooling off.
Our talks begin after a long period of severed ties between the North and the South, but I believe the first step is half the journey.
South Korea proposed talks between both militaries to start and a reunion of family members in time for February's Lunar New Year holiday.
Correspondent Grace Lee. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a resolution supporting the Iranian people's rights to free expression while condemning the country's leadership for crackdowns on recent protests. The vote was 415-2. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday said a sanctions-busting court case in New York involving Turkish nationals is a political coup attempt against him and his government, with President Erdogan also threatening military action against a key U.S. ally in Syria. Relations between the two allies, NATO allies, could deteriorate further. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
President Erdogan alleged the conviction of a Turkish state banker in a federal case is the latest attempt by the FBI and CIA to unseat him. Erdogan made the comment while addressing members of his AK party in parliament. Those who could not succeed in the military coup attempt in Turkey on July the 15th are now searching for a different attempt in our country, Erdogan said, adding, the case in the US is the address of this political coup attempt. Ankara also accuses Washington of collaborating with US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen in the 2016 failed coup that left an estimated 150 people dead. The US denies the accusation. Turkey has asked the U.S. to extradite Gulen, who lives in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, and has denied all involvement in the coup attempt. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad is denying Pakistan's claim that it has suspended military or intelligence cooperation with the United States. Embassy spokesman Richard Snellsire said, "We have not received any formal communication regarding a suspension." Pakistan's claim after Washington's decision to suspend security assistance to the country. Flash floods and mudslides have killed at least 8 people and demolished homes north of Los Angeles, California, where last month's wildfires stripped the hills of trees and vegetation. Rescuers using helicopters and dogs pulled out residents trapped inside homes or stuck in ankle-deep muck. Dozens who could not or would not evacuate are now reported as missing. Some neighborhood streets in Montecito and Santa Barbara were rivers of mud or blocked by huge logs and boulders. Residents were stunned to see their cars swept down the street by currents of brown water. Others covered head to toe with goo could be seen trudging through the thick mud, carrying whatever they could grab. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.